Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks, Steve Kunin, who joins us on Fridays, and we're happen to be down here at the Gateway Center tonight, where the College Park Skyhawks are in action against the Delaware Bluecoats. And Steve, welcome in. Happy Friday to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys. How are y'all?
Well, good.
Glad that you're down in Gateway. What a great place to watch a basketball game.
Yeah, I was talking with Greg Street from our sister station, V103, and he was like, you're literally on top of the action here. Like, there's not a bad seat because it's, a perfect-size arena, and you get a chance to see these guys up close and personal. I totally agree, and if you've not been down here on the south side, come check it out down here at the Gateway Center. Steve, I want to ask you, before we get into some basketball stuff, the contracts, you guys are good. The Hawks are good right now with FanDuel, but Mike and I were talking about the Braves and some of these other baseball teams. And the regional networks, and I know this is something you guys have been challenged with, other NBA teams have been challenged with. I just want to get your thoughts with your TV executive background about where you think this is going, because we all just think everybody will be streaming one day, but like every team's not going to have its own streaming network, right?
No, I mean, this is not a great situation for anybody in Atlanta. The Braves and the Hawks are on FanDuel, which just emerged from bankruptcy, but is having some severe financial issues. And we are literally working around the clock to try to figure out how do we get games to fans, both streaming and the ability to watch on your television, on your all your devices. And it's complex. So I would imagine in the next 2 weeks I'll be able to give you much smarter, more precise answers. But cable television was an explosive growth engine for more than a decade. And one of the things that drove that is sports, as streaming has become more and more and more part of the viewer experience. Most of the good scripted shows have moved to streaming. Like tonight on Netflix, it starts a Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie that you would normally have to go to the theater. And
sure,
Rip is playing on Netflix, and all the best shows, the Emmy, are on streaming services. So basically what television's become is really a platform for sports, and even more of that's moving to streaming. And because cord cutting is so rampant, these cable networks and cable companies are having a really hard time staying in business. So there's major change coming. There's major, major change coming.
And, Steve,
and it's not great for fans. It's not great for the teams or fans.
No, sorry to cut you off. Just pardon my ignorance.
Glad you did.
For the Hawks, or for the Braves, is it just too cost prohibitive for you guys to say we're going to ramp up our own thing and just stream it?
It is not. But, our rights sit with somebody else who has been in bankruptcy, and there's a lot of hurdles to clear. You can buy streaming for the Hawks now. You can buy streaming for the Braves now. So what we want to do is come up with a solution where people can, affordably be able to watch the sports teams that they love. And that's what we're working on. But it's a mess. And you see that everywhere, that Netflix is trying to buy Warner Brothers, and Paramount's trying to buy Warner Brothers because content's really hard to come by. So it's hopefully it gets resolved in the next couple of weeks, and people will be able to see their favorite teams playing in an affordable, positive way. But it's a challenged industry now, severely, severely challenged.
Steve Kunin, Hawks CEO, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys, as he does on Fridays. Hawks lose last night. We're currently in the 10th spot in the Eastern Conference. And, we were talking on our show, Steve and Dede, our producer, said maybe this is a year where we're just going to have to accept that we are going to be back in this potential play-in because of the trade. I want to get your thoughts on that because I feel like, I don't want to give up. I'm not giving up, and that's not giving up on the season. You'd still be in the mix, but we've been there, and we thought, we felt that this would look and feel better than it has. Is it too early for me to be saying this? And where are you at with telling Hawks fans, like, hey, there's still this adjustment period that's going on, or is this our lot in life?
No, this is not our lot in life, and it's way too early. We're three games out of fifth. But unfortunately, we have not been healthy where we need to be healthy, and that's up front with, you know, and a lot of it's with KP, with Porzingis, who, when he's played, we've done really, really well, but he just hasn't been able to play because of multiple medical situations. So I do feel, first of all, we had the second hardest schedule for the first half of the season, which just ended, and now we have the second easiest schedule for the second half of the season. We just brought in two new guys who are being adjusted. And the last thing I want to do is come on this radio show, which I really enjoy so much, and make excuses. So I'm trying
You're
to
making
get
excuses.
I am. And shame on me. I should not do that, and I'm going to stop doing it. Our expectations is playoffs, not play-in. That's our hope and expectation. I hope we deliver on it.
No, and we were kind of talking about a 4 seed or 5 seed having the talent. I mean, now, the good news is if you can get on a heater, you're just a couple of wins out from, you know, being there, closing that gap.
I think we should have this conversation in March rather than January. But I understand why you ask, and it's fair. This one's fair.
With the trade deadline coming up in Porzingis, we don't know what he's going to be. And knowing that it's an expiring contract, you want to get him for, at least get him off the books for something. And with all due respect, you know, to Porzingis and his heart condition, I say you got to move him. And then there's another sense of urgency because I don't know what we're getting from Quinn Snyder. I know it's a work in progress moving the transition from Trey.
Mike, this is a lot, Mike. But Steve, this is a lot.
You got to go down there and smack him around. Right, we got to get some action down there.
Mike, this is a lot. You're putting a lot on Steve Cooney.
I need answers,
there's
Steve. What is Quinn
major
doing?
Trade in the NBA, Mike, and it was us with Trey. But right. I'm not going to argue with anything you say because I feel your enthusiasm and hear your wisdom, and I'm not even mocking. Well, I'm kind of mocking you, but you know, let's see what happens. I think we all feel good about Ansa. You look at the moves we made. I think Nikhil has been a home run for
yes,
us.
No doubt.
I think getting the New Orleans pick has been beyond a grand slam for us. I think that the bringing C.J. McCollum and his veteran leadership and scoring, along with Corey Kispert, who's played well for us, is going to be a really good piece. We are just getting outsized and out-rebounded, and we're going to have to work and fix that. So I think our season will go, you know, Okongwu's played great. You look at our players, and I don't think there's anybody who's been playing that you're probably feeling bad about. Jalen's an emerging all-star. Okongwu has broken out. Nikhil's better than, you know, he's doubled his lifetime career scoring average. But we've got some holes, and we got to fill those holes. So I do agree with you. We got to fill the holes. Your specifics, I'm not going to comment on because that would get us fined. And we know it. I'll say it. You pay it, and you still won't pay it, Mike.
No, I won't pay that.
But
it's a lot. Okay. It's a lot. No. And we just talked off the air and on the air, Steve, about
you going to do this?
Yeah, I'll do it. You want to do it?
You do it.
I'll do it.
When Okongwu goes and shoots the threes, you're losing the rebounding, and then you can't get the transition started. You need a big. And since Porzingis is MIA,
well,
we got to go get a big at the
deadline. You've
got to get the big at the deadline. You, sir.
I will go. I will drive around and find a big.
All right.
He's going to drive Atlanta.
But I think he's taking too many threes.
All bigs are not equal. Yep.
All right. I just think 00's taking too many threes, but obviously Snyder likes it that way.
Come on. He's played phenomenally this season. So I got it. Mike wants a rebounder. Check. Steve wants a rebounder too. Double check. Carl, would you like to weigh in?
No. That's what I said. You going to do this or am I going to do this? We're all on the same page here.
There's
no debating that. As we talk about the growth of Jalen Johnson, I'm just curious to know if you think or these discussions, you know, we want to throw these guys into the mix and make them superstars. I think he's got superstar ability. Do you think he's ready for this moment? Because when Trey was here, he's a little bit protected because he didn't have to be that guy, even though he was playing great. Do you feel like he's ready to step in and do the things that we need him to be? And look, I don't want to make him the face. He's got to earn that, Steve. But a lot of people are saying he's got that potential.
When LeBron James says he's on a par with Scottie Pippen, far be it from me to argue when he talks about that level of stardom and capability. I think Jalen Johnson's got everything he needs, and the good news is he's 24 years old. The better news is he's, you know, under contract for 5 more years. So I think he is going to really, really be wildly popular in Atlanta and incredibly successful in Atlanta. I think the only people who have better stats than him across the board in assist, rebounding, and scoring is Nikola Jokic. And right. I think maybe Giannis is close, but he is a rare, rare breed that we are very fortunate to have on our team.
Who do you like for the national championship since the Dogs are not in it? Do you think Indiana wins this thing?
I do. They remind me of Georgia when we went to L.A. and played TCU. If you remember right. that
beatdown. Yes.
But that team was so tough yes. and had right. strength at every position. And I've never seen anything like this Indiana 2-year turnaround. I've never seen anything like it. I doubt we'll probably ever see anything like it again. Yeah. But that game in Atlanta was unbelievable. And Oregon is a very good team. And that was a
right.
cushy whooping. I think that's what I'm about to say.
Right. No, we talked about it. Now, if we ever fix college football, because the detractors would say, you know, this team is like, you know, they've got minivans, they've got kids, guys that are playing for Indiana right now. But, hey, they, those are the rules, and they're taking it to the advantage.
Well, it's actually one of the questions that we should be asking ourselves. Are you better, you know, developing an 18-year-old that could leave you in a year? Are you better partnering with a 22-and-a-half-year-old, which right. the average age of Indiana was, and competing. And again, I think we talked about it last week. I think we all trust Kirby Smart in a very big way, and he'll have to figure it out. But it's probably going to be some kind of blend of, you know, experienced players that you're recruiting and paying and to come to you, even though you know it's just for a year, and incoming freshmen that, you know, hopefully will have the career. You know, when you look at the defense of the Philadelphia Eagles, it makes you reminisce for Georgia, because I think they've got like 6 or 7 playing defense, and they're pretty damn good, except last week.
Yeah, no doubt. Steve, thanks so much as always. Have a great weekend. It's going to be fun. Excuse me. And I do want to mention the MLK Day, because we are off, but the
That's
Hawks
right.
are playing, Steve.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. I mean, tomorrow night, Boston comes to town.
That's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then Monday at 1 o'clock, we will salute and honor Dr. Martin Luther King, make some important announcements on Monday, and hopefully beat Milwaukee, who is right behind us in the standings. So it should be a lot of fun. Standing room tickets are available for both games. So come on down.
Yeah.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Good weekend for the Hawks as far as a little homestand here. Steve, enjoy the weekend, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
All right. That's right, Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. Guys, we went to Cleveland today. I've been saying Stefanski, and we wanted to find out more.
And I said, no.
We're going to tell you what we heard from Ken Carman, who works in Cleveland, has covered the Browns for a very long time, and his insight into Kevin Stefanski. In fact, we'll let you hear a few of the things he said next.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.